Hi, and welcome to the Reiki from the Farm podcast, brought to you by me, Pam Allen LeBlanc from Hidden Brook Farm. I am a scientist, a businesswoman, and a licensed Reiki master teacher with the International Center for Reiki Training. Each week in this podcast, you'll be entertained as you learn about a wide variety of relevant Reiki topics, helping you become a more knowledgeable and effective Reiki practitioner. We caution you, though, this podcast may also dramatically improve your life, and we are so happy that you're here. On this week's podcast, I am speaking with Chris Valentine and Jay Jackson. Both are licensed Reiki Master teachers with the International Center for Reiki Training. Chris is also a physical therapist and certified wound specialist and a talented musician. Jay says that in addition to being a registered nurse, he is also a crystal geek and he teaches life mastery coaching courses. Welcome, you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
It's my pleasure. Before we begin, I just want the listeners to know about a couple of the things we have going on the farm. In July, we have the beginning of our next six-month series of Reiki Master Mentor courses. You do not have to have participated in the previous ones, so go ahead and join us. I'll include a link in the podcast if that's of interest to you. Also in July, I have licensed Level 1 and 2 Reiki Master and Karuna Reiki Master classes. And in August, I'll be teaching in an Australian-friendly time zone, Animal Communication, an Animal Reiki Level 1 and 2 class, as well as an Animal Reiki Master class. So if those are of interest to you, you can hop on over to our website and join us. While you're there, sign up for our weekly newsletter, and you'll get reminders of these podcasts each week. Jay, you've got some interesting things coming up as well. Do you want to tell people about those?
In June, I had the opportunity to travel to Sedona. One of my licensed master teachers who I consider a great mentor was Laurel Shanti Gaia. And I was able to take her Reiki crystal healing classes. And since she has passed away, I had the honor of being able to facilitate those classes with her husband, Michael Baird, and her stepson, Arthur Baird. And so we'll be teaching the three different levels of crystal classes that are Reiki-based. And this really encompasses the energies that Laurel embodied. And so it's just such an honor to be able to take that spirit, that energy that she taught, and to keep that energy going and to teach people about how crystals can be integrated into our Reiki practices. So it's a great opportunity for me to be in Sedona and to work with those wonderful people there.
That is so exciting, Jay, on so many levels. Just the fact that you will be working with Michael to continue Laurel's legacy, and also the fact that you'll be teaching such an amazing course. I'm so excited about that. Thank you.
It's an amazing course, an amazing classroom. That was Laurel's classroom. She basically designed the classroom. There's a big mural of Mount Karama on the one wall. It's just a beautiful space.
Oh my gosh, I've got to come there and take that class from you the next time you offer it. And Chris, what have you got coming up?
I've got a couple of classes coming up here in the Dallas area. I'm going to be teaching Reiki 1 and 2 in July and in August. Both classes are mid-month, so July 17th, 18th, I'm teaching Reiki 1 and 2. And then August 21st, 22nd, I will be teaching 1 and 2 as well in person. And for right now, in person is with a mask, just so everybody feels safe and secure.
Yeah.
Then in September, I'm teaching that same class online. And then I also have my advanced classes coming up as well. But one of the fun things I get to do is I play what I call Reiki infused music every Sunday, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time on Facebook Live. So I'll do a Reiki experience and I'll have my own music playing in the background. I have recordings that I play, and then I play with my recordings on my mandolin. So that's a lot of fun for me. I like to do that as well.
That is fantastic, Chris. I love your mandolin. I've heard you play, and it's one of my favorite instruments. So I do hope I get a chance to join you one of these Sundays.
Thank you. I say I'm doing it every Sunday except for when I'm teaching. Oh, and last weekend we had roofers at the house.
I can see that. I definitely can see that.
So no, we didn't do it that weekend.
Completely understandable. I love that. Guys, before we get too far in today, I'd just like to invite the listeners to all activate their Reiki energy with a short invocation. So I'm going to invite everyone to close their eyes, take a deep breath, and bring your hands into Gassho, activating your Reiki energy. And if you have Reiki symbols, you can invite them to join you now in whatever way works best for you. And once you feel surrounded by the love, the comfort, and the ease of Reiki energy, I invite you to take a deep breath, breathing Reiki into your body. And as you exhale, releasing anything that no longer serves you, anything you no longer need. Today we're talking about Reiki and the LGBTQ2 community. And if this is a topic that interests you for whatever reason, we invite the Reiki energy to open your mind, your heart, and your ears so that you might hear the words and the ideas spoken today from a place of love, compassion, and understanding. We thank you for joining us here today, and we acknowledge that we are blessed to be of a lineage of light bringers, creating wellness on the earth today. Aho. Namaste and Amen. Chris and Jay, would either of you like to add anything?
This is a very sacred topic, I think, when it comes to Reiki. And I hope it reaches people, not only people who have LGBTQ issues within their own personal lives, family members, but even as practitioners and teachers, will hopefully gain some information that they would find useful to be a better reaching out to these communities. Again, I think it's very sacred work that we're doing and that Reiki has facilitated in my personal life. And so I'm really excited that we're discussing the topic.
I am too.
And probably the one thing I would just like to add is just with this topic in particular, the love that Reiki brings and the community by embracing Reiki, it's just this cycle of love and a cycle of acceptance for who you are is completely perfect as you are, as you choose to be in your life. And I think that is just the love of acceptance is amazing, and many people have not experienced that.
That is so
true. I totally agree with Chris that there's a lot of people within the LGBTQ2 communities that sometimes from their own hiding, they've not allowed themselves to feel loved, not allowed themselves to feel accepted because of what they felt was different about themselves. And this is how Reiki can reach out to people, because Reiki is love. Reiki embodies love, and it can help us reach out to those people and so they can experience love and accept love within their own life. As teachers, it's so important for us to be able to support all of our students in finding that love and acceptance for themselves and to help them on that healing journey. And I think we all have healing journeys of our own, regardless of what circumstances that we have. And Reiki just becomes such a beautiful antidote to many of life's problems. So for me personally, I did not get into Reiki thinking that I was going to have any profound experience personally. I didn't think that Reiki would help me with my issues and struggles with being gay. I wanted to simply help other people. And then one of the biggest lessons I learned was that Reiki was there to serve me, to help me, to be able to accept myself for who I am and to become authentic. And I think as Reiki practitioners, we all want to become authentic. And that's also part of, for people who have LGBTQ2 issues in their lives that they're facing, we want to be authentic. And when we become authentic, we can become whole. And being alive with whole, full lives is so important. And I encourage everyone to embrace having whole, full lives.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know what it reminds me of, Jay? So many of the kids out there who have not been accepted by their families or by their friends or their community. There's so many kids who just, they don't feel accepted. And there's so many that are depressed or suicidal. And Reiki, just the joy that it brings to your life, can help to heal that heart. And I'm a lot like you, Jay, that I didn't come to Reiki even thinking that Reiki was going to change my life. I was all about changing and helping others heal. I wasn't even thinking about myself. Reiki, just to have that peace in your life, to again be accepted, is such a key thing for many, especially the younger individuals, but then the older individuals too, that have had the fear of not being their authentic self, not coming out of the closet, not telling the parents or their friends and family, etc., who they really are, even though most people probably already know. It's the fear of not being able to say that. And so Reiki, just being the energy of love, opens that space.
Why don't you tell me a little bit about your Reiki journey and your journey with your sexual orientation and gender preference? And I'm going to just ask Jay to start, and Chris will follow up with you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And why don't you just tell me a bit about your journey and how Reiki helped?
So I'm so grateful for my journey. I just have to say that right up from the start. And Reiki has had such a pivotal part of my experience. I knew from a very young age that my sexual attractions were to men. Mm-hmm. But I came from a very conservative household. And I loved the conservative teachings that I grew up in. And to think that my thinking was contrary to what I was being taught created a huge rift in my own personality, my own self. And I ended up getting married. I had 3 beautiful children. So I was married for 18 years. I came out to my ex-wife 3 years into the marriage. And then obviously we stayed together for another 15 years after that, partly because I wanted to be true to those conservative belief systems that I had grown up with. But then I realized that I was becoming increasingly more and more depressed because I wasn't becoming who I was. I wasn't embracing my full self. And at that same time, I was also looking to help other people, and that's where Reiki started to come in. So I didn't find Reiki to help myself, but Reiki helped me bridge that platform, that making that decision. I mean, my decision really became, am I going to become a dad to my children or a gay dad? And it was very difficult that I had to be able to be brave enough to come out to my children and to leave them that life of being married. And it was very traumatic for my children. But I had Reiki to help me with my spiritual journey through that process. I was able to keep the beautiful belief systems that I had, and Reiki allowed me that bridge to help me with that healing process, that I could find my authentic self. Then I was able to find courage and strength that I never knew I ever had.
Yeah.
So, and just the full circle of my journey. Initially, my children, my older children were teenagers when I came out to them and left them and their mother. My daughter just put on Facebook here a few weeks ago about her experience and how grateful she was that my ex-wife and I were brave enough to divorce.
Wow.
And how traumatic it was for her initially, but how grateful she was for that experience, because it has helped her to be a phenomenal parent to her stepchildren who have a lot of different issues. She said if that had not had happened, she wouldn't be the person she is today. She wouldn't be able to take care of their issues and what they're experiencing. So again, Reiki has just been a huge part of that and helping bridge that communication with my children and allowing me to communicate better with people I associate with, being strong in who I am and not worrying about what people are going to think. I just do not worry about those things anymore. Reiki taught me that. Reiki taught me through the Reiki principles. Just for today, do not be angry. Just for today, do not anger. I was able to suspend the anger of the people who tormented me when I was growing up. So again, Reiki's been a huge factor in my process, and I feel like I've become a much more complete person now than I ever thought I would be.
Wow. Thank you, Jay. It sounds, and was Reiki a factor of finding your true self?
So yeah, definitely Reiki was that process that allowed me to find my true self without embodying a persona that I wasn't trading one persona for another one just because I was changing communities, you might say. So Reiki helped me keep my core authentic self and to become who I truly needed to be.
And it even allowed you to blend who you were with these conservative values that you were raised with. I find that remarkable. Thank you. Chris,
I love to hear what Chris has to say.
Yes, Chris, what's your story? Can you tell me a little bit about it and how Reiki helped you?
Absolutely. So when I first was introduced to Reiki, I was definitely already in the relationship that I'm currently. I'm married to another woman and I have an incredible relationship. I would say though, what Reiki has really helped me with has been, for me, I'm a gay woman. However, I am gender neutral. And these terms can be so confusing even to me, which cracks me up because it's confusing to me because people want to know which pronouns you use. I really don't care, honestly. I identify as female. However, I do consider myself neutral. And what that means is I consider myself right in between the sexes. Am I going to go transition from one sex to another? No, I feel like I'm smack dab in the middle of it. And for me, what that means is being comfortable in my own skin.
Yeah.
I'm not judging anybody else. If they want to transition, if they feel like they are more male or female, I feel that is their own choice to make for themselves. And for me, with Reiki, what it allowed me to see was that I'm okay just who I am. Because it was very confusing for a while. Growing up, I was very much that tomboy kid that was always in the trees, and everybody always thought I was a little boy. And probably for many years of my younger life, I was wondering, am I supposed to be a little boy or a little girl? I'm not really sure. And even so far as when in how I am right now, it's funny because I work as a physical therapist. I'll have patients that will either call me sir or ma'am, and they may have dementia. They might be confused, but I'm not going to correct them because for me, it just doesn't really matter. Right. I am who I am. And I do really feel like I'm one of those individuals hormonally that's right in between.
Yeah.
And so Reiki has helped with that confusion of, do I have to be a certain way? Do I have to look a certain way? Do I have to? No, I am fine as I am, and I love who I am. And so that is really where I am, because I had already, you know, come out as a gay woman when I was introduced to Reiki, and I would say that Reiki just helped me to be more comfortable and realize that I am okay.
I love that. I had on another podcast, a woman who said, Reiki lets me be me, and that has really stuck with me, and it sounds like that rings true for both of you.
Yes.
Yep.
And I love that. Chris, we were talking before, and you told me a story about when William Rand and how he introduced the ICRT and the licensed teacher program. Would you mind relating that?
Sure. So when I was looking to join the student teacher program to become a licensed Reiki master teacher, we go to this meeting as part of our requirements, and it was one of those, why wouldn't I want to go to this meeting with all these wonderful people at this gorgeous retreat in Sedona? Anyhow, so I went to the meeting, and one of the things that William was talking about in joining, they are always looking for people of all different cultures and backgrounds, all colors, and then he also mentioned sexual orientation, which I thought was fabulous that he mentioned that out loud, because usually it's an unsaid thing.
Right.
Nobody ever says it because we all don't want to be like, oh, I guess politically correct, or sometimes we're just afraid to just say things in general for offending someone else. And so
right.
We worry about making others angry all the time. And so I just thought it was fabulous that he said that.
Yeah.
And I felt very welcomed.
I love that. I love how inclusive the ICRT is. And so I think that's just great. Listen, I called the podcast Reiki and the LGBTQ2 Community. Can you guys explain that acronym to us for those people who are listening who may not understand it?
Jay, do you want to start or do you want me to? I don't want to.
Oh my gosh.
No.
I'm going to say, I really don't know.
How?
Because as time goes on, the acronym gets longer. It just means that we're becoming more and more inclusive.
And
I
diverse.
Know, sometimes I'm afraid I'm going to miss one.
Miss something.
Hang on, let's see.
So coming from outside, we're terrified that we're going to get it wrong. And so it's comforting to hear that you worry about that a little bit too.
We don't want to miss anybody. We don't want to leave anybody out. You go through the whole acronym, lesbian... Let's see, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transsexual, and queer. Did I get it, Jay?
And then two. And does two mean you express how you feel on any given day? Is that what two is?
I'm going to have to say I don't know on this one,
okay.
Honestly. Jay, do you know?
I do not.
Okay.
See?
Okay.
For me, it just means to me, I know it's important, and my ignorance, I apologize for that to other people, but it's important for me that I accept everybody.
Right.
And not just people within this community, everybody. I've had people who are actively transitioning from male to female and from female to male as clients and students. And their journeys are so incredible. I learned so much from them because the strengths that they have in order to make that journey is so incredible, because they have to be so brave to do what they're doing. It's just, but then also when you think about it, we need to be inclusive to people. I know people within the Reiki community who have mental disorders, right, but they're still part of our community. And there are people who have Asperger's, and you know what? There's a place for them here. Mm-hmm. And it's just the same thing that comes within the gay, lesbian, trans, sexual community. There's a place for everybody. And I think it's important for us as teachers just to be sensitive to that. Yes. And as people who are going through this process, to know that there are teachers who are going to love and support you through your journey.
Yeah.
You know what? I want to tell you guys a story really quick, because sure. I was like, oh, you know what? I'm going to look up the acronym, and I have something to just tell one on myself right here, okay? Because I should know what the two is, because here's what the two is. So I told you what all the other ones were, LGBTQT. So the two is for twin spirit.
That's it. Yeah.
Yes. And so that's what they consider someone like myself to be, like right stuck in the middle, which I just, right. You know, again, I have to laugh at myself right now. Because, well, of course, that's what it is. Of course. Silly me. Anyhow, that's what that is. Two spirit.
Okay. Which would be just exactly how you describe yourself.
I think that's beautiful too.
I think that's pretty cool. We were laughing beforehand, and I love that we can laugh about this, but I remember my son telling me about gender on Facebook, that he had 52 choices, and I said, 52? I understood there would be several choices, and I love that. I love that. I think back to growing up, I think back to some of the kids that got picked on in school, and I was always going out and looking out for the underdog. It drove me nuts. But if you were in this community when I was growing up, you definitely got picked on. And there was no sometime, like, you did get picked on. And so I love that the younger generation is so much more inclusive. And my son took me through and showed me all of the different 52 different choices and what they meant. And I thought that this was fabulous. And I know my daughter, one of her young friends was transitioning sex, and she mentioned a new name, and it was a male that she was hanging around with. And I said, oh, is that a new friend? I don't remember you mentioning that person's name before. And she said, oh, you knew him as this other name, and it was a girl's name. And I said, oh. And this was probably one of the first experiences our family had had with that. And my daughter wasn't very old at the time. And I said, how do you feel about that, dear? And she said, oh, for God's sakes, Mom, get with the program. I just started laughing, because I thought, how amazing. I didn't have any judgment. I just wondered how she felt about her friend transitioning. And it's just not an issue. And I thought how amazing this new generation is, this inclusiveness. And I just love it. I love that we can be who we are.
Absolutely. I feel the same way. The kids are definitely a lot more open than I would say. I hate to say it, Jay. I think you and I totally remember when it wasn't very inclusive.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
And in mainstream media did not portray our community very accurately.
Yeah.
They did not typically show stable, loving relationships. Mm-hmm. And so that was honestly quite propaganda-wise.
Right.
So everyone thought that if people were going to be in that kind of relationship, it's going to be turmoil. And so now people get to see that there are stable couples, families. So my husband, he was married as well. So we had very similar backgrounds. And he has a daughter, he has grandchildren, I have grandchildren, and our children are friends with each other on Facebook and communicate. I'm sure they say, well, did you hear what dumb thing your dad did today? Type of scenario. So we can just be like regular families, yeah. But it has changed a lot. And I also, I feel, again, going back to Reiki, is that it's all in harmony with the principles of Reiki.
Yeah.
With how things have changed. And I hope we continue to change with people of all different ethnic backgrounds and as well as gender identity and sexual preference.
Absolutely. Because I remember when I first talked to my mom about being gay, and her biggest fear for me was that I would always be alone.
Yes, same here.
Well, yes, and she was not thrilled with the idea back then. Now she loves my partner, calls her other daughter, so everything is great. It took years for us to get to this point, and things are fabulous now. However, by having the gift of Reiki, I can send love to the situation. I can love my mother unconditionally, and I can send Reiki to her and to the whole situation. And it helps tremendously. You're still going to have those moments probably when you don't understand what the other person is going through. And by having such the high vibration and the presence of love, it always helps. It always helps the situation. Because she's come so far. Our whole relationship has come so far.
That's beautiful.
A lot of people within our community my husband and I, we lived in a different community than where we live now here in Las Vegas. And it was a conservative community, and we were refused service.
What?
Yeah. This wasn't that many years ago. And I was harassed by the local sheriff's department in that particular community. And of course, then growing up,
really?
I was labeled gay J in a very small community and ostracized.
Right.
Again, what Reiki has done for me is to be able to go back to those situations and send love and light to those situations, to send healing to those situations.
Hmm.
Because why would I want to carry around those scars? I don't. I need to let them go. The bullies were when I was growing up. You know what? I think most of them have grown up to be fine people. Hmm. I'm friends with them on Facebook. Now, do I have regular conversations with them? No, I don't. But I'm comfortable enough with my own self that I can be friends with them, and I don't mind them seeing what's on my Facebook profile. I'm probably on Facebook a rather boring person. But, Reiki helped me bridge that gap and being able to allow that forgiveness and to help myself become stronger. And again, I just don't know how I could have done it without Reiki, honestly. I just don't. And so whenever I have teach classes, I try to extend that same love out to my students and also to my clients, because I know that the divine loves each one of us intimately.
Hmm.
As a nurse, I have prisoners as patients, people who have committed hideous felonies at times. And Reiki helps me suspend the judgment for those people so I can serve them better. And so that I also can use Reiki to suspend my judgment for myself and heal the judgment that I had for myself for many years.
Mm-hmm.
And then again, Reiki has just been a huge blessing for me.
Yeah, I understand completely, Jay. I've had prisoners, but not on a regular basis as patients in my work as a physical therapist. But I used to work in a small town, and I had patients that would refuse to allow me to come in their house.
Oh.
Because I knew I was gay. And then I also had in playing music, I would play for churches. Usually that's how I would go to church, because they all knew that I played either keyboard or mandolin. And I have had people say that they want to counsel me. And therapy, essentially, to be ungay.
Oh,
and Reiki has led me to just love them as they are. And again, to suspend that judgment in that I know that they want to do what they think is the best for me. I might not feel that way. Actually, I don't feel that way. And so Reiki allows me to heal that situation as well.
That's incredible. I can't imagine having someone approach you to counsel you. I can't imagine having a sheriff hassle you. And I'm so sorry that you've had to go through these things. What advice do you have for people who are struggling with their sexual identity? What would you like them to know?
Oh, first of all, they're not alone. Good grief. We have more support now than any time. And if you're struggling, and this can happen to, I know people who were in their 60s and 70s before they finally came out. Mm-hmm. And then kids are still trying to identify one way or the other. They're not sure. Be kind to yourself. Don't beat yourself up because you don't know or that you haven't come out. Do not let anyone else, this is your journey. So don't let anyone make you think that your journey is not appropriate for you. Mm-hmm. My journey is my journey, and you're not going to walk it. You're going to have your own and be true to your journey. For some people, they may not be completely open. And for them, that may be their case and maybe what they have to do. But then for people who are struggling and are feeling alone, just know that there are plenty of people who are willing to talk with you, willing to reach out with you and support you. And just by even talking and gaining that strength, you're going to be able to navigate life much easier. I don't know, what do you find, Chris?
I think the biggest thing that if I could go back and tell my younger self that, oh, what's that, Brad Paisley music, if I could write a letter to me.
Yes.
There's that song. It would be to let me know it's going to be okay. It will get better. It seems like the end of the world. And like I said before, there's a very high suicide rate. Mm-hmm. Gay, bisexual, transsexual. I mean, there's just a high suicide rate. Because it at times will seem like your entire family is gone. It will get better. It will get better. You will find community. You will find family. You will find people in your lives that will stand up. And complete strangers, the hugs, the mothers that hug, or the dads that give away free hugs at Gay Pride now, all the special groups that are out there, there are people that will stand up for you. It will be okay. Even in the darkest moments, it will be okay.
I'm so glad that you're both part of our community. Go ahead, Jay.
I was just reflecting that sometimes the best allies are people you would have no expectations for being an ally. And what Chris was saying is that, yes, things will get better. And I've been through those very dark times. I had suicide plans. I was that close to making some very tragic decisions on my part. And I'm so glad that there were things in motion for my life that prevented me from following through with that. And so if anyone is listening on this, if they're struggling with this, I know Chris would welcome anyone that would reach out to her. I would welcome anyone to reach out to me. And I know anyone within my Reiki community, with LRMT, I had never experienced one hesitancy of concern from anybody within our community, which is such, I feel is such a blessing that everyone, all the licensed teachers that I worked with have such love and compassion. And so there are a lot of people out there that can be a resource to you.
Absolutely. It's a really important message for so many people.
It is. How can those of us who are not part of the LGBTQ2 community, how can we support you and be more sensitive? What are some things that you would tell us?
I think the biggest thing would be just to listen and to love us for who we are. And then perhaps, I think the biggest thing might be, don't be afraid to ask those questions. Ask the questions. Most likely we'll ask you or we'll say, that's none of your business. Ask these questions, and then if it's not any of your business, we might all have a good laugh about it. Whatever it is you want to ask, but you might be surprised.
My partner and I, my husband and I, we have a doctor friend that was always so curious about our lives and our lifestyle, and I honestly believe he knew more about the gay lifestyle than we knew about it. And he was, this is a totally straight heterosexual man, but he just found it fascinating and wanted to know more. And so, especially when I think though, we do need to be sensitive to people who have been, for instance, they're transitioning from one identity to another identity. And so they may be sensitive to the fact that you may call him her or he.
Right.
And so allow yourself to be corrected.
Mm-hmm.
Allow yourself to, if they go, no, my name is Sally, or allow that to happen and say, oh, thank you so much for letting me know, because I really want to respect you and for who you are. So I'm so glad you said something. And just honor that they had the strength to be able to say something to you.
Yes, exactly.
Incredible.
I think that's the biggest thing for me.
What advice would you have for parents of a child who is gay or bisexual, transgender?
You're going to have an exciting life. Embrace the greatness. Embrace the being different. Love them. I think most parents really inherently want to love their children. And it's okay to maybe mourn that maybe you're not going to have a grandchild in the same way that you had originally thought and planned.
Mm-hmm.
But then you have to remember it's not your life to live, even though it's your child's.
Yeah.
But there's going to be other beautiful opportunities that you can help foster to help that child navigate life. Even if they're an adult, they're still having a lot of life to navigate through that, and having that love and support is so critical. The allies, I think of some of the people that I knew after I came out who were allies, and what a beautiful examples they were to me. They were not afraid to speak up and say that they were allies for the LGBTQ2 community. And to know that they did not judge me, and the fact that they would be brave enough to stand up for me meant so much to me, and it helped me become a better person because they were sitting there in that and not judging other people. Co-workers that I have worked with who place on their Facebook page that they're an ally, and I thought, oh my gosh, I wish I would have known that all those years ago when we worked together. So there's so much that all of us can do to help each other.
That's great.
I think that one of the things I would have said to any parents would be gay, transgender, bisexual. Just like with any child, your children are going to stretch you in ways you've never, ever thought of in the past. And your kids are going to be beautiful children that will teach us all things on how to just be who they are. It's not going to be the way you thought it was going to be. And Jay's mourn that part, but love the gift that you have gotten. The diamond
that.
In the rough. Just love what you were given.
Yeah.
So.
I love that. And I think for a lot of parents, there is a fear that their children will be persecuted, or, and I, persecuted is probably not the right word, but that...
It's a good word.
Is it a good word? It is the right word. Yeah, there's a fear that, that their child will struggle and will have a hard time. And so I think that exists for parents too.
None of us want our children to have difficulties in their life.
No.
But the reality is we all are going to have difficulties in our life, no matter what circumstances we find ourselves in. And as a parent, hopefully we're giving them this, the skills to navigate that difficulty and become stronger people. You know, that is how we become stronger, is navigating those difficulties.
That is a great way to look at it, Jay.
Exactly. Couldn't have said it better.
And guys, as teachers, as Reiki teachers and practitioners, what are some ways that we can support our LGBTQ2 students and clients?
I just think continue as you are, being open and being willing to ask the questions or be with any kind of communication they may bring you in class. You are already doing this. Mm. It's be who you are in the class to me. You're already open, willing, and accepting.
I agree. As Reiki teaches us to live certain principles and to live our lives in accordance with Yusui Sensei's guidance to us, that kind of helps set the stage so that we are able to accept other people and to show love and respect for other people and to help them grow. So as teachers, we get the opportunity to help see people blossom. I have one particular friend that has come for Reiki sessions who's in a transition phase in their life. And it's just amazing to see how over the last several years, they've made great strides in their progress. And yes, things have been difficult, but they're doing it. And they're living authentically. There's nothing more gratifying than seeing your students succeed and improve in their life.
There really isn't. It's such a beautiful thing. And that's why I always encourage everyone to teach if they're able to, because it's such a gift to be able to share and spread Reiki and just witness their journey. And so that's so lovely you can be there for them. Is there anything else, you guys, before we move into our meditation today that you'd like to share?
No, I think we've covered it.
Excellent.
I think love, we just have to remember love heals.
I agree. Now, did either of you want to contribute to the meditation or lead it? I'll start, and then if anybody wants to add anything, I'll invite you to go ahead.
Okay.
So we're moving into our meditation now, and if you're driving, I'd just like to invite you to press pause or pull over to the side of the road so that you can stay safe. These meditations can go very deep. The Reiki energy will be flowing to you from all three of us today, and we want you to stay safe and be careful. So I'm just going to invite all of you listening to close your eyes. Take a deep breath. Bring your hands into Gassho and invite the Reiki energy to flow through and around you once more. Place your hands comfortably on your body, giving yourself Reiki wherever you're guided to. And this podcast was about loving yourself for who you are, regardless of who that is. And sometimes the person we judge the most is ourselves. Sometimes our own judgment can be harsher, crueler even, than any judgment we might find outside of ourselves. And so if there is any judgment within you towards yourself or toward others, we invite it to come to the surface and be released now. And if the topic we're discussing today brings you discomfort for any reason, perhaps it's difficult to talk about, or perhaps it's something that you're trying to come to terms with in your own life, for yourself or for a loved one, we invite that discomfort to come to the surface now and be released with love. And now the light of love and acceptance shines on and through you. And if there are any parts of yourself or of a loved one that you have difficulty accepting for any reason, we release that lack of acceptance and invite the love and the acceptance to flow through us now. And to stretch out into those external relationships, or to reach inside of us into our internal relationship with the self. We invite the Reiki energy to release us from any limiting beliefs or perceptions. From ways of looking at things that no longer serve us, so that we might be able to enter into every relationship, every transaction with every person, coming from a place of love, always, with an open heart, and with no discomfort or awkwardness. And if there are troubles in your mind for any reason that they're there, worry about yourself, worry about a loved one, and if there's any trauma from any time that you did not feel accepted for who you are, any injury to your body, your mind, your soul, your spirit, your emotions, your chakras, any part of yourself, release that trauma and those injuries into the light of Reiki, where they can be healed now. And if you have witnessed trauma or injury on behalf of another, we release that as well with love now. We invite the light of strength and courage to flow through us, so that we might have the strength to be an ally to our friends and family who are part of the LGBTQ2 community. We invite Reiki to flow through our words to help us say the things that they need to hear that will assist them the most. The things that you need to hear that will help you the most. With love and acceptance in our hearts, we send it to everyone of every orientation, and we are grateful to live in a world where people can be who they are, love who they love, and perhaps it's not entirely without judgment, but there is the hope that we are moving into a time and space where it will be without judgment. Aho, namaste, and amen. Would any of you like to add anything today?
It was beautiful. Thank you, Pam.
Yes, thank you, Pam. I would just say continue to invite all the love in. Continue to invite all that in. Whether you're an ally or you are a gay, lesbian, transsexual individual, invite the love in and know that you are perfect as you are.
Thank you both so much from the bottom of my heart for being here today. I am just beyond delighted to have had the opportunity to talk with you on this topic. And I want to thank the listeners as well for joining us today.
Thank you so much for
having
me. It's my pleasure, guys. Namaste.
Stay.